This work week started with President Donald Trump touting jobs and economic enthusiasm in a tweet substantiating his contention that his base is driving even closer together. Let's check it out with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, it does seem that economic confidence is up.
It is indeed. We're at a +7 now, economic confidence, which is our way of measuring consumer confidence, and that's up for where it's been the last several months. In fact, it's up in general since Trump took office. It was much worse than that in the last months of 2016. Then it has picked up. We look internally. We see that's largely because Republicans have become much more positive about the economy, not Democrats. But when you put it all together, Americans are more confident in the economy than they have been at any point in a number of years.
And with the unemployment rate hovering at, I believe, 4.4%, many are citing that as technically full employment. Do Americans think it's a good time to find a job?
They do, and we even use the word quality when we ask the question that you just mentioned, Dave. Is now a good time to find a quality job? And 59% of Americans say it is. That is the highest by 1 point. It was 58% a month or two ago, but 59% is the highest percentage of Americans who said it's a good time to find a quality job since we've been measuring this on a monthly basis, and that goes back to 2001. In 2009, after the recession, 2011, that percentage was 8 percentage points. Less than 10% of Americans said it was a good time to find a quality job. So clearly, Americans have flipped around now and are much, much more optimistic about the job market.
So what of the president's contention that his base is driving even closer together? Now, by his base, does he mean all Republicans or a subset thereof?
Well, that's a good question, and you would have to ask President Trump exactly what he means when he says that my base is solid. 82% of those who identify as Republicans approve of the job he's doing. But actually, it's not as high as it has been. He's had in the upper 80% of Republicans who've approved of the job he's doing since he took office in January. In fact, that 82% is as low as we've seen it on a weekly basis. So he may say his base is doing better than ever, but it's actually down slightly from where it's been. But you put it all together, remember, Democrats have single-digit approval of the job he's doing. You put it all together in his approval rating, as we've talked about many times, Dave, is hovering right in there in that 36, 38%, 39% rating range.
Let's look at support for a specific Republican, that being Arizona Senator John McCain.
Yeah, this is remarkable. His overall favorable rating among all Americans is 58%. And that's 33% who disapprove of Senator McCain. Last time we measured Senator McCain, it was at 53%. So his overall approval has actually edged up now over the last couple of years. But what's truly remarkable, Dave, is when we look at Republicans and Democrats. Republicans' favorable rating of John McCain have actually diminished, gone from 61 to 51%. But Democrats, and remember, McCain is a Republican senator, of course. Democrats' favorable rating of McCain have gone from 49% when we last measured it all the way up to 71%. That's remarkable for Democrats to be much more positive about a Republican figure than his own Republican Party. And, of course, we assume that has to do with his vote not to allow the debate to go on the Senate health care bill, for which he was lauded by Democrats such as New York Senator Chuck Schumer. But as we've seen in the data here, Republicans are not so happy about that.
How about Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell?
Mitch McConnell, much more negative than his Senate colleague, John McCain. Overall, right now, 23% favorable rating for McConnell nationally, 47% unfavorable rating. About a third of Americans say they don't know enough about McConnell to have an opinion, but he's clearly underwater by a 2-to-1 margin. That's down just a couple of points from where it was in April when we last measured the Senate leader, Mitch McConnell. He, unlike McCain, does have more favorable ratings among Republicans, 45% favorable, than among Democrats. Only 10% of Democrats have a favorable opinion of McConnell, and neither of those have changed measurably over the last number of months.
With McConnell at 23% favorable, not so good, but Congress as a body would love to be held in that regard.
16% Congress approval rating right now. We just measured that. That's pretty terrible. It's been terrible, of course. How many times can we say this? But that 16% is actually dropped by 4 points from where it was last month in July. And that's the lowest we've seen in over a year now for Congress. What's interesting is when you look at the internals on Congress approval, and keep in mind the Republicans control both the House and the Senate, yet Republicans' approval rating for Congress is 16%. right at the average for everybody else. So Republicans are very down on their own control of the House and Senate at this point in its history.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.